Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan.
The Vay.
Fired up to get to talk to Mr. Ray Brown.
Ray Brown Jr.
Pardon me. Ray, have you come on with us before? Did you come on with us Super Bowl week when we were all out here?
Yeah, I've been on a couple of times, I think.
Okay.
But I'm a loyal listener.
That is tremendous to hear. You're also a dude, and there are not many people that can say this, that played 20 years in the NFL, man.
20.
And it's incredible.
Bless.
Oh, that's definitely
man.
It.
I was
that's
real fortunate. Good coaching, good people, JP.
For sure. And you got a big game tonight. Let the people know. You got Commanders fans out here. Maybe they'll come watch.
We got homecoming tonight. It's a neighborhood school. We right down the street about 2 miles. They are 5A school. We are 4A school. And it's homecoming. I just saw my starting quarterback doing a little dance, so I know we could dance a little bit.
Well, obviously you're focused on your game tonight and your quarterback's dance moves. But speaking of quarterbacks that can move, man, what do you think of Jaden Daniels now through 3 weeks?
Well, I think he's a leader, and that's probably one of the hardest things for young quarterbacks to do, to lead the football team. And I think he feels empowered. And then that performance against Cincinnati, I mean, I think that secures him as the type of football player you want him to be in the future. You know, somebody you can build your organization around.
Ray, you work with young people, and you watched Jaden in that game and how under control he was. Is that something you talk to your kids about, like what he did?
Well, the thing about high school football, it's so not the NFL. You know what I mean? A majority of our guys are going to take their pads off at the end of their senior year. So, you know, that's where the difference lies. But the thing that we can from his performance is that, hey, go out, don't throw the football to the other guys, throw for a high percentage, and your football team will probably still win, despite giving up over 400 yards on defense.
Yeah,
for sure. It's so different and fitting for a guy like yourself to play 20 years, won a Super Bowl with the Skins, and now you're trying to give back to the game. Do your players recognize kind of your accomplishments?
Well, you know what we do, JP? We really don't sit around and talk about that a whole lot. Like we'll have some moments. What I try to do is let these kids know that I care about them. Like when we first start, when I first got this job, like I never dreamed of being a high school football coach. That was the last thing on my list. But when I got the job, I was like, okay, well, how do I do this thing? So I first let these kids know I love them and I care about them. And then, you know, the football stuff, heck, I know enough football, or I've forgotten enough football to get to it, to teach them how to play the game. And that's kind of the culmination of where we are. We were 12-1 last year, and now we're 4-0. And a lot of it has to do with how we get along and knowing everybody's name. That's really how I do it, JB.
That's cool, man. That is really cool. In your career, so I've been on a big kick of looking up stats today. You're going to have to explain this one to me. In six career games against the San Francisco 49ers, you were even, 3-3, 500. But it appears you had like a punt return. I don't know. Somehow you, Ray, you gained 40 yards against the Niners. And
Ray used to be a tight end.
You were 6'5", 320. How did you get 40 yards against the Niners?
Hey, I got some length, JP. You know, I'm a pretty long guy. So maybe that's what they're taking into account.
Do you remember the play at all?
No, I don't. And you know, going back to the high school kids, I tell them, man, more than anything, football is about the people. Like, I will not remember scores, but I will remember all of the teammates that I played with. And that's kind of one of those things that I hope to do in the future. Like, I want to sit down and talk to – so I was on 20 teams. I would like to sit down and talk to all the guys that I played with and just catch up.
You came into the league as a tight end, right, Ray?
Yeah, I was going to be an offensive line all the way. I was a glorified tight end in college. I played a wishbone offense. Oh, all okay. We did was run the football. So I was a quarterback killer the day I got drafted because I had never pass protected. So, you know, everybody was lining up to go against me in one-on-one pass bro.
Ray, this is nuts. In 95, 96, and 97 – you started every game. 95 was the Skins. 96 and 97 were the Niners.
Yeah.
In three seasons, yeah, starting every game, you know how many penalties you had?
Two.
Zero.
Wow.
Dude, no holes, no false starts.
I know how to hold now.
Hey, you got to hold it, not get caught.
You're right, exactly. I know how to hold. Get your hands in tight and grab.
Hey, look, he been coming up with all these stats, Ray, and I can't wait to sit down and go through all the stuff because he hit me with stuff. I'm like, I don't remember that.
Ray, what do you think?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, please.
The thing I'm most proud of was my time in Detroit is that I didn't miss any practice and I didn't miss any games. That's what I love about play. And I only had one preseason game. You know, I only had 1 week of practice my whole time in Detroit training camp. So that was crazy. Just plus.
Well, yeah. Dude, and
see, when people ask about, oh, this guy played every game, but you take it until you didn't miss practices. That's another thing I took pride in. Played 14 years.
Oh, you're right, Mitch.
Yeah.
And you know how the practices were in Washington. They were harder than the game.
Ray, you're talking about being proud of yourself in Detroit. I'm going to brag for you. You started every game in 2002 and 2003. Started every game. Didn't miss a thing. You were 40 years old, dude. You were 40 and 41 when you were playing on those Lions teams.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I'm telling you. This stuff is crazy, dude. And you know, people that haven't seen you in a while, and maybe they remember you from the old post-game show with Chick and B and Trevor, or maybe they remember you playing for the Skins, whatever it is. I don't think they have any idea how not thin you are now.
Like look at that first team he played for.
How good of shape you're in.
Say the first team he played for.
Well, I lost a little weight. I'm not 360 anymore, so that helped.
What is your, like, workout regimen now? Are you doing, like, yoga? What are you doing?
No, you know what? I personally, JP, like, I really got to get after it. There's a program out here that they do for ex-NFL players at Exos, and it really does help me physically because I'm starting to feel those things that I did in over a 20-year career. But more than anything, it's the mentality. You know, it helps me in a way where how I think gives me confidence. It allows me to accomplish something. So it's a real cool program for ex-NFL players, and Axos is part of it. And that's where the NFLPA has really gotten proactive into roping former players in, because you got to be an ex-player much longer than you become than you have an active career. And I've yet to be out of the league 20 years of playing. So I'm going to hit that mark in a few years. And then I'll start to understand what that's like to be an ex-player after 20 years.
That's crazy, wow. Man. I mean, you played for 20 years. It's nuts. One question. You watch games now, and there is such an emphasis by the referees to call holds, illegal motions. Like early on in the season, all these tackles were getting called for being off the line of scrimmage. What do you make of how they're trying to officiate the offensive line?
Well, I think they're trying to get right to it. You know, they're letting you know they're not going to let those violations go by. And so we even have it at the high school level, getting that left and right tackle up, because they try to take advantage of getting back off the line of scrimmage and thinking they're going to have a better angle to the quarterback. The key to block is just get in front of a guy. So that's blocking. Get in front of the guy, then don't let him to the ball carrier or the quarterback. But that's just one of those things that they're going to emphasize. And I think coaches are going to adjust, and the game is going to go along just like it always does.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray, we were just talking earlier about, like, you know, people get so caught up in what scheme somebody run, how they call plays. I said it ultimately comes down to one-on-one matchups. You know, everybody basically run the same stuff this day and age, but you go out to beat the guy in front of you, as you just stated. And how do you look at that?
I agree with you. Everybody's running the same plays. You know, 3-by-1 formations, 2-by-2 formations. How do you defend them? I tell our high school football players, everybody runs a play to the right. Everybody runs a play to the left. We can literally be the best team that steps to the left and makes our blocks. Like, it's that comparative. And then the NFL is so freaking competitive is that you're right, B. Mitch. One-on-one matchups is when you're going to see guys see the difference between winning and losing. And then, of course, offensive line play is always going to be a premium because the quarterback is the thing in the NFL.
Hey, Ray, B. Mitch is wearing his Super Bowl ring right now, which generally means he's going somewhere and wants to cut the line. Yeah, exactly. what do you do when you want to tell the world you're a former NFL player that accomplished a lot? Do you have like a ring you wear, or I don't know. You're also huge.
I know.
People probably just guess.
And that's the thing. I was telling somebody, well, I was telling the referee. So I'm loud at football games. And I told my students, I was like, they're refereeing me based on what I look like. Because I can see it in their eyes. Because I've saw people look at me all my life. I never really think I'm big, JP, unless I look at a picture. That's really the only time I think about it. So, but I've always had this idea of how people see me. So I just go off of that. I want to be able to sneak in the room and not be bothered. And I always tell my wife, if you don't see me, I don't see you. So I wasn't there. So I'm invisible.
Ray, you can say you don't feel like you're a big guy, but I saw you. B. Mitch got a golf cart stuck in the desert, and I saw you move it with one hand. I've seen a lot of remarkable physical feats in this world, but that may be the most remarkable thing I've ever seen. You moved that golf cart like it was a liter of water.
JP, that's that training, man. I want to be able to get my groceries out of my car, so, you know.
I hope the girls don't weigh as much as a golf cart.
Talking with Ray Brown, 20-year NFL veteran, logged a whole lot of time with the Redskins, played for a number of organizations, including the St. Louis Cardinals.
There you go.
That gives you an idea.
Yeah, I'm the last original Cardinal to play in the NFL.
That's crazy. Wow. That's cool, man.
Now, that's the one I like boasting about because my wife's from St. Louis, so I can go to St. Louis and be the last original Cardinal.
That's very cool. What do you think of Jaden Daniels so far?
You know what? I'm surprised. Like I didn't know if his game would transfer to the NFL because we saw him out here at Arizona State as a freshman. Uh-huh. So you know he was a guy out here. And then all of a sudden he leaves here and goes to LSU. I was like, well, that doesn't sound like a good decision. You know, he's going to the SEC, but he pulled it off, man. Like he really is legit. You know, he is that type of football player.
I love a kid whose story involves getting better, right? Like nothing was handed to him.
Right.
He left ASU and what he became at LSU and what he's doing now, like it just shows how real the work is. And I think, I don't want to say specific for you, Ray, but I know B talks about like there's nothing that replaces the work. And I think Jaden is an example of that.
That's true. You know, hard work or smart work will prevail. Like you may have some setbacks and it might not be an immediate return, but I think if you invest in hard work, it's hard for it to be denied. Like that's just a fact. And I'll tell my kid, man, the reason I played football, I played 20 years, at the end of the day, it was because I wanted to, but more than anything, it was the people in my life, JP, it's coaches, family, teammates, a matter of fact, my book is going to be the 20 people that helped me. And B. Mitch, you might not remember this, man. I came back my 18th year, and this guy, my teammate, gave me a car, like a real car, not one that has one seat and no room for anybody to get in, but a luxury vehicle. I'm driving to the stadium. My second time in Washington, I had always played at RFK. I didn't know the stadium was that far away when I played the second time. I was shocked, you know. Because I went to San Francisco, I played in the stadium as a visitor, but coming back the second time, B. Mitch, you gave me that car, man. I was driving around with the big old wheels, the TV in there. I was feeling pretty good, man.
That is hysterical. So your last game as a Redskin was in 95, and then when you signed back with Washington, it was 04. So are you telling me you actually just drove to RFK before you realized you had to go to FedEx?
Well, I had never – you know how it is. I had never driven to the stadium. I thought it was a short drive. You know, after a night game at FedEx Field, Oh, man, you might get back at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning back over to Virginia.
You ain't lying about that, dude.
The traffic on the bridge, getting through Tyson's, all
of
it.
Oh, my goodness. I was trying to – I'm used to driving through the city from RFK, driving over to Potomac. Nah, you got to get on the Beltway.
Ray, last one for me. What do you think happens this week? Are you going to go to the game Sunday?
No, I'm not. I got family there. I'm going up to see my son play at Northern Arizona. And I hope my sister's not listening to this. My older sister has a surprise birthday party.
Uh-oh.
So we all going to be going. I'm going back to Arkansas. We're going to do a lot of line dancing and listen to a lot of blues and celebrate my older sister's birthday.
That is awesome. Let's hope she's not listening, because that would ruin the surprise.
Ray ruined
point.
The surprise party on the
BBT
Philly show.
Good luck with the line dancing. What is your prediction for Sunday's game? Cards, Commanders.
I think the Commanders are going to win it in a high-scoring game. Kyler Murray is legit. Marvin Harrison Jr. is legit. And James Conner's legit, so they gotta have an explosive offense that they're gonna have to defend, and I think the Commanders are gonna win a close, high scoring football game.
There
we
you
will
have.
Take it, Ray.
Hey, Ray, thank you for making time for us, dude.
Appreciate
I really
you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All
Let's
right,
go, Titans.
Go Titans. He's talking about
Arcadia,
his high school team.
Arcadia Titans
tonight. Go Arcadia Titans. B, can you
Man,
imagine?
I'm about to get the thing's not opening. The link's not opening.
B, you played 20 years, right? You played 14 years, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine playing 20?
No. I thought about it, but I can't imagine it.
I mean, that is crazy,
I've
right?
thought about it many a times.
Here's what we're going to do.
I just wonder if I could have dedicated myself to it.
Jeff Walker's song at 145. Phone lines open now. Give us your predictions. Ask Brian any questions you got.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bathroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.